I'm John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Top story at the top of the hour, the plan to change smoking in California.
It kills more people than AIDS, alcohol, car crashes, illegal drugs, murders, and suicides combined.
A coalition of groups is pushing legislation at the state capitol that would slap a tax on tobacco, change who can buy it, and where it can be sold. But the battle lines are already being drawn, and Big Tobacco is standing on the other side.
The bills would boost the state tax on tobacco, raise the legal age to buy it to 21, regulate e-cigarettes the same as other tobacco, and eliminate chewing tobacco from baseball parks. Perhaps the greatest pushback over the move to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes.
We're one of only three states that has not increased its cigarette tax this century.
Jim Knox with the American Cancer Society.
Most people are surprised to learn that California has one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the nation.
Just 87 cents a pack. Senate Bill 591 would boost it to a dime per cigarette, $2 a pack.
That's KGO 810's Mark Richards. BART is considering a 3% increase in fares starting this January. The increase would amount to about 10 or 15 cents a trip, they say. The $15 million would go towards upgrading the aging system. Well, with California falling deeper into drought, there is again talk of building desalination plants. That's the process that turns salt water into fresh water. In fact, decision makers in the East Bay got together today to talk about the idea, and KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley was there.
For more than a decade, the Contra Costa Water District, along with San Francisco-Santa Clara Zone 7 and East Bay Mud, have all explored the possibility of a regional desalination facility. Spokesperson Jennifer Allen.
The pilot that was done in 2010 looked at placing a desalination plant in the Bay Point area.
At a meeting on Wednesday, Contra Costa Water District Planning Director Jeff Quimby talked about financing a feasibility study in 2015.
The regional aspect allows it to be used every year, and it makes it more cost-effective.
And staying with the drought, brace yourself. A wannabe water cop could be living next door. That's the state of affairs in California with water conservation lagging. And now the state water board is about to make it easier to report water abusers. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese joins us live now in the East Bay with what Bay Area water users are saying about this idea. Tiana.
Well, John, they're definitely not liking the idea of, as you put it, wannabe water cops, the California Water Resources Board, rolling out this new online system with the hopes of cracking down on water wasters. But the system relies on residents to turn each other in, and most I spoke with today say they do not feel comfortable doing that. They call it plain old snitching.
It's not my job to report and police my neighbors who have to live with every day.
So if your neighbor is doing the wrong thing, you have an obligation to go over there and address it rather than snitching.
Now, other residents say this type of system is needed, given the critical water shortage throughout the state. The system is expected to roll out sometime this summer. I'm Tiana McLeese, KGO 810.
In Santa Cruz, police are taking a page out of the tabloid news handbook. They're giving the most wanted criminals in that city headline-catching names.
The latest one was the Bubbly Bandit. She was the suspect stealing high-end champagne. We've done the El Mustachio, the Machismo.
Lieutenant Bernie Escalante is with Santa Cruz Police.
We're not trying to make light of the incidents that we're investigating. A lot of times with any crime, good witnesses is really what breaks cases.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 27 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 20, and the S&P 500 gained 5. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:04.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Sempra Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why? Sempra Solaris, we hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Sempra Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. We'll start in the South Bay, Santa Clara, southbound 280, just after Lawrence Expressway. You got a broken down vehicle there blocking the right lanes. Traffic is almost stopped back to 85 in Cupertino. Now in San Francisco, northbound 101, you've got construction causing some very heavy slowdowns right now that extend from Octavia Street up to about Lincoln Boulevard. In the North Bay, southbound 101 at the north end of the Waldo Tunnel, another broken down vehicle there in the left lane. Traffic actually extremely heavy just as you come out of the Waldo Tunnel to just after Vista Point. Then it's going to be sluggish for you across the Golden Gate Bridge. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Cold tonight. In fact, in some places like the Napa Valley, you'll wake up to temperatures in the 30s. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures a little higher today will keep the mild pattern going through the end of the work week and the beginning of the weekend. So temperatures will generally range from the upper 50s to the low 70s until Saturday when we go with low 60s to mid 70s. And then coastal areas come down a few degrees on Sunday, upper 50s to the mid 70s. We will see plenty of sun during this time period.
But big changes coming on Monday, noticeably cooler and another chance of rain Monday night. Right now around the Bay Area, it is 61 degrees in San Jose, 54 in Half Moon Bay, 58 in Napa, 58 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go. It's time for the Drex Radio Show, live and local and around the world. Weeknights from 7 till 10. And we have, four more days until the Game of Thrones, five more days until the Giants opener. Are we still doing Secretary's Day? I don't know why they keep giving me this information.
Let's stop talking about it. They were all fired.
It's 14 more days in case it counts.
Yeah, what is this, Mad Men? There's no secretaries.
I know, especially with Mad Men no longer being around. So, nonetheless.
No, it's around.
I know.
Oh, you mean the originals.
Yes.
Actually,
32 more days until Mother's Day. And then 14 more days. No, actually, I'm looking at Secretary's Day again. Seven more days until your taxes are due.
Good God.
Yes, that's right. So, better get that taken care
of. Everybody, this is Vince Vaughn.
Hi, Vince.
I don't know about you, but tax day is next week, and quite frankly,
yes, it is.
I'm not overly enthusiastic about the entire process from a philosophical standpoint. But, I'm not theoretically opposed to doing the whole stash and all your loot in the Cayman Islands thing, because
right.
I don't think anybody likes this government-sponsored policy of legalized extortion any more than I do, but this year, I'm going to have to do things differently. I'm going to drive around L.A. and give what I believe is a fair portion of my Hollywood salary directly to the hardworking Mexican men and women who are operating steamrollers, putting out road cones, and jackhammering concrete at an off-ramp. I mean, our somewhat misguided socialist leader can't argue with that, because that's feeding money directly into our infrastructure, right? That's a humanitarian act, baby. So Daddy's not going to do any Wesley Snipes federal prison time. It's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see about that. Vince Vaughn. Okay, so you know what? I was giving Nikki a very hard time. Oh, by the way, how was the Fleetwood Mac concert?
Oh, my God.
Because I was giving her a hard time about Maroon 5.
Well, you should give her a hard time about Maroon 5.
Well, we both agree on that.
Me, on the other hand, gliding in with my capes and leg warmers is a totally different thing. Just kidding. I didn't dress like Stevie Nicks all the way.
Well, I heard some of the show that you snuck a peek of.
I did
she
sneak
a sounds beat. Fantastic.
Doesn't she? The whole
I mean,
thing
it's
was
just
incredible.
Amazing.
I hope they keep this up. I mean, because I would go again, and a friend of mine was she's kind of like you. She's laid up. She could not make
thank
it to
you.
The show.
Yes, in case you don't know, we should start meerkatting here shortly. When we set up, we will. But we're setting up slowly today because Heather finally decided she never wanted me to leave her, so she hobbled me.
What have I done?
I've got a brace on one leg, and I'm using crutches with the other.
Oh, my God. I just flashed on. We're whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Pretty much.
That makes you Blanche.
Yeah.
In the wheelchair.
That's
and
me.
I'm going to torture you for the rest of your life. You're going to come flying down
I'm
Broadway
never
in a wheelchair.
Can you see that happening in my hover round and the brakes go out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'll be like, well, Jane.
Hey, Gio!
Oh.
There he went.
And you'll be like, well, Jane, if I weren't in this wheelchair. And I scream, bacha, Blanche, yeah.
Yes. I'm here to disrobe. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't know that movie, just look up that one scene.
So Maroon 5 was performing in California, but it was in Anaheim. So I guess we can't blame her. On Monday night, when a female fan couldn't repress her desires any longer.
Oh, it wasn't so Nikki?
Well, apparently not, unless she showed up to the Anaheim show, too. Stormed the stage and gave Adam Levine a big hug. She came from behind him, but he was taken by surprise. He grappled with her for a minute. I mean, she went crazy.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Adam waved her goodbye, and then, you know, he said, well, that was effing weird. And then turns out she cut the hell out of his face with her long fingernails, which we were talking about last week. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's just weird to be like, you're in the moment, you know, you're singing and you're like, your eyes are closed and you're having this beautiful moment. And then the next thing.
It really didn't need an explanation.
You know, someone's in your face. Super terrifying. That was.
He is so lame. The really worst thing, the worst thing in the world, I think, is being that girl. Because she looked like she'd had a few, and this is on tape from several different, you know, camera phones, and she'll never live it down. I mean, she'll go to get a job, and people will be like, were you that girl that jumped up on stage and threw your arms around Adam Levine?
Well, and so, you know, apparently she scratched the hell out of him. But,
oh, it wasn't that bad.
Well, you don't want to mess up that pretty boy face.
It was his ear. Big deal. But he's a crybaby, too.
Yeah, of course.
And, Why does he have to tell the whole audience, oh, it was terrifying? Oh, whatever. Just play another song.
My favorite part when he was in that lovely, safe place, that beautiful place that he goes to when he's
closing his eyes
his
and singing
yeah.
and looking all sensitive.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nikki. I hope she's not listening on the way home. But
the reviews are
two thumbs down, say Drex and Heather with the Maroon 5.
The problem is, I know people, too many people in the music industry are like, woohoo. Yeah.
Who are angry with you for not liking him?
No. Actually, exactly the opposite. I think he's very talented. I don't think he gets along well with the band. So I hear a rumor. I mean,
well, these are things you know.
No, I said rumor.
Okay.
But apparently, you know, you need
to me a rumor and things I know are the same thing.
Well, I just like the little rumor I heard is, you know, they had to change the normal doors to get into his record company. They had to replace it with a garage door so his head would fit through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Gotcha. I kind of hate myself because that Sugar song is catchy.
I know it is, isn't it?
I kind of hate myself.
Well, you can like the rest of the band.
Oh, who cares about them? What I really want is to hear like one of San Francisco's great cover bands do Sugar. Like I want Brad Brooks, Pop Rocks.
I
want somebody like that to cover it. And then I can like, all right, I love it now.
How crazy is it that you said that? Because I just was listening to it over the weekend. I thought, you know, this song's not bad as much as I'm not digging him. I know. It's just,
it is a good pop song.
But then I see him on The Voice and I'm like, oh, change the channel. Next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the Apple Watches are, and the reviews are in, and they're mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And these are a bunch of techie guys, and they just all randomly commented, I guess.
Well, tech writers are reviewing it because
Right.
If you stand in line tomorrow night at midnight, you'll be able to get the watch on Friday.
So here are some of the reviews, and I'll get to more of them later because let me see. Who are we talking? Oh, we're talking about
Ladies, get your questions on why that guy didn't call you back lined up, because we've got a love guru coming on.
Yes, a Drexpert sexpert. It's really going to be fun. An international Drexpert sexpert.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
World over.
So here are a few reviews. It's not easy for use for the first time. Prepare for a learning curve. Well, I'm out. I'm not down with the big learning curve.
Oh, right.
To a degree, unusual for a new Apple device, says another. The watch is not suited for tech novices.
Yeah.
That would be me. It is designed for people who are inundated with notifications coming in through their phones and for those who care about and think about and want to try to manage the way the digital world intrudes on their lives 24/7. I can imagine that would drive you nuts, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get
away
from it.
Your arm keeps beeping. And then your friends might think it's weird, says another techie. It turns out that checking your watch over and over and over and over and over again is a gesture that carries a lot of cultural weight. Eventually, my companion asked me if I needed to be somewhere else. We're both embarrassed, and I've mostly just ignored everyone. There's a little bit too much future all at once. I can see that happening, you know, because you know how bad it is now with everybody looking at their phone. So if we're having a conversation and I'm constantly tapping on my watch.
You're right.
That's really annoying.
It's the same deal. Did you see, too, the promo video about how you could sort of stay in touch with your loved one? Like two taps on the screen, you could send your own heartbeat. Really lame stuff. Like, I was like, what am I, 10 years old? That's dumb.
That means when I'm sound asleep, my arm would start vibrating. Well, now.
That's just you having a heart attack.
Well, now, that could be fun. How much can you turn the vibrate up really high? Okay,
that's
now let's move on.
That was my joke. I was like, oh my God, when are they going to make digital panties?
So how much is that doggy not on a leash in the Golden Gate National Recreational Area? Oh, about $150.
Oh my gosh.
Look out. Yes.
So despite someone getting 43,000 signatures on a petition to let our doggies go.
It's not going to happen.
Doesn't sound like it's
going to
happen.
You're going to leash them up. And we're going to talk about it coming up here next.
Along with Super Dave, San Francisco's dog whisperer.
I love that. And yes, coming up on the way, specific ways why money can buy you happiness. Perfect for the Bay Area. And why LA is totally inferior to SF.
As if you needed to know. But if you've got one just call in.
So don't go away. We'll talk to our doggy whisperer and those who are growling coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 first at 717. Let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll go back to the South Bay again. Santa Clara, southbound 280, just after Lawrence Expressway. You had a broken down vehicle there that was taking out the two right lanes, but it looks like they're getting that cleared slowly but surely. Traffic is moving, but it's still almost stopped back to North De Anza now. In San Francisco, eastbound on the Skyway, of course, it's still crowded from 101 to Fremont. But once you do finally get on the lower deck, it's only going to be minor slowdowns out to Treasure Island, and from there you're clear. North Bay, southbound 101 at the north end of the Waldo Tunnel, a broken down vehicle there, out of the way now. Traffic is now slow to stop and go from Alexander Avenue to just after Vista Point. Then it's still going to be a little bit slow across the Golden Gate Bridge. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place. There was no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol. Feeling good. Lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, baseball fans, you got to check out these super hot one-day fantasy baseball leagues at FanDuel.com. That's right, one-day baseball leagues. You can change your team any day, and with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. FanDuel is paying out $2.5 million every day this baseball season. And right now, for a limited time, FanDuel will match every dollar you deposit up to $200. That's up to $200 free. To get it, go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and use promo code BALL. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code BALL.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Yes, thanks, Karen.
Yeah, okay, she would have to. Yes, Karen.
Well, I approve.
It is a great song. You have to give him credit.
Sugar, yes, please. Oh, I like that.
But I have to say this, but I loved Animal, his last single, for a good reason, because I just thought, oh, this is just so much about him. It's just perfect.
Oh, I don't think I know that one.
You don't know Animal?
I guess not.
My girl.
These okay. kind of pop songs have a hard time making it to my ears because of what I listen to regularly, you know, i.e. not that.
I know. Well, thank you for enjoying KGO all day.
Exactly.
That's the correct answer.
You're sharp.
Or KNBR or KSFO. Just pick one.
Don't tell me you've lost your edge because of those meds. You are on it, my friend.
Oh, I am. I'm all cranked up on meds. It's all fun. Actually, not. So let's get to it. How much is that doggy in the park? About $150 if you don't behave yourself. More than 43,000 signed petition to stop what's going to be happening at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And this is from the Chronicle, and it looks like the battle continues amongst them and the Bay Area dog owners. It looks like the National Park Service is to release its final environmental impact statement, and against them, more than 43,000 individuals have signed a petition to stop plans to ban unleashed dogs from the Bay Area's federal parks. Now, look, here's the deal. The petition created by San Francisco's resident and dog owner Matthew Murphy says and states the National Park Service has created a dog management plan that would ban unleashed dogs everywhere, but just seven places in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is, they're saying, a tiny fraction of the 80,000-acre federal park. If the plan would move forward, it would not only limit our dogs' freedom to roam and play, but it would create significant obstacles for San Francisco's dog walkers, driving up the cost of dog walking and care. Not so sure about that. I have Super Dave on the phone. Hi, Super Dave.
The dog
whisperer. How are you doing, Drake?
I'm doing great. So you are you're the Bay Area dog whisperer.
Of San Francisco, I am.
Well, I just love that, and I love dogs. I'm sure you do, too, obviously, since you're Super Dave, the dog walker and dog lover. Now, you're not buying into the part where they're saying this is going to drive up the cost of dog walking.
I'm not.
Yeah. Now, here's the fun part about this story. I thought that we would call Super Dave because he would be the person leading the petition drive to let the dogs, leave those dogs unleashed and leave those dogs alone. And turns out, scratching my head this afternoon, since Heather hobbled me over the weekend, I couldn't move. So I thought, well, I kind of disagree, you know, because I've had some bad experiences in parks with dogs that are loose coming after my dog. So I said, let's call Super Dave and see what he thinks. And I thought you would be on the side of the people who signed the petition. Turns out you're not.
my input on this is that there are, I've noticed, a lot of people in San Francisco that are terrified of dogs off-leash. And kids, I've worked with kids that are frightened when a dog comes running up to them off-leash and they just freeze and scream. And I've seen it and I've witnessed it, and it grabs my heart when I see that. And so definitely that plays a factor.
Okay, if anybody has a comment on this one way or the other, 808-0810. If we have time, we'll take your call, 808-0810. I mean, Murphy's concerns echo many others who have been vocal about the negative impact of the potential changes to the park's current dog rules and that would have on the dog-owning community as well as other city parks. But look, the other side of the coin is the Audubon Society said birds and other wildlife need space to nest, forage, and rest without the fear of being trampled by an off-leash dog, no matter how well-behaved the dog is in the process. You haven't seen, you know, the same level of compassion extended to wildlife as you see to the dogs. So they're anti, too. And I understand what you're saying. So this is what I was thinking. And again, I'm a little surprised we agree on this. First of all, I want my dog on a leash. And if a little dog gets down, and I have a basset, if a little dog gets down in her face, it always scares me. And, you know, dogs feed off their owner or their walker's nervousness. You know, so if you're nervous, the dog might get nervous too. So I'm really careful when I'm walking my dog. If I see a kid, it's like, you know, don't grab at her big ears. I know that that's the go-to spot. But yeah, you know, if your dog bites anybody nowadays, you're going to get a lawsuit.
And that's true. I mean, are your feelings, Super Dave? I thought, oh, this is horrible. Dogs are such wonderful creatures and they should be allowed to run free. But do you think there will be enough space for people to take their dogs to get a good run in?
Yes, there will be space. You just have to find the space and respect the space where you're at and look around. And when you come to that area that your intuition tells you that there are no signs, this is a good place for my dog to romp and play, and your dog is under voice command, let him off and play with him. And even if it comes down to it, you can let your dog run with his leash on. That's what I tend to do.
Yes, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Run with my leash on. And that way I do have some type of control when I need to get to that dog quickly as possible. If I see someone in the distance who's a little bit shy of a dog or don't know what to think by their body posture, then I'm able to just pick up the leash and move on through.
Well, I love what you're saying, Super Dave, because dogs are just like people. They don't all like each other. And so, I've lived in several cities, large and medium size, where they had very, very sizable dog parks. And I would do the same thing. And they had just as much fun, but I would keep the dog on the leash because, you know, if Brutus comes over and wants to bite the hell out of Abolicious, well, then I've got to step in. And I'm not putting my hand in there. I'm going to grab the leash.
Yeah.
Well, I always say in a case like that, there are three type of people. There are people that will go to the problem. There's people that will freeze up at the problem, and there's people that will run away from the problem. I tend to be the person who goes to the problem if Abolicious is getting attacked or something is happening in that game.
Well, you are Super Dave, yes.
Your voice, your body posture, and your sounds do play a factor, too, in that case, too. So there you have it.
Okay, and I thank you very much, Super Dave, for speaking about the proposed dog restrictions in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Have a good rest of the week. Thank you very much, sir.
And the best thing I can say is trust your intuition. It's the only thing in life that's 100% right, more than friends, more than family. Listen to it. It's always right.
You
have
are correct.
A great evening.
You are
Thanks,
correct.
Thanks, Super Dave. We'll
it.
Have you back
you
for more
it.
Dog
nailed
stuff.
It. Okay.
Dog talk.
Got to take a break. What work would be like if people talked the way they write emails? Oh, we'll have fun with that next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hello there, I'm Michael at newpain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, NewPain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpain.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
Okay, coming up on the Drex Radio Show, yes, we'll talk like we do to, you know, our bosses as if it were emails. Coming up, along with the Teletubbies, will return to TV after 14 years. Which one was the gay one? Do you remember? All that on the way, but now important stuff.
Yeah.
Like news with John Lobertini on KGOA 10.
Thank you, Drex. It is 7:30 in the KGO newsroom, and our top story at the bottom of the hour, a verdict in the Boston Marathon bombing case.
I think everyone wants the full justice to come down, and it's just the anticipation, the waiting for that process.
As expected, suspect Johar Tsarnaev was found guilty on terrorism charges today. Now the focus shifts to the biggest question in this trial. Will jurors give him the death penalty? Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Johar Tsarnaev showed no reaction, no remorse, as the court clerk said that the jury unanimously agreed that he was guilty on all counts, including conspiracy, using a weapon of mass destruction, and killing 4 people. Karen Brassard spoke on behalf of some of the survivors.
I'm grateful to show everyone, the world, that it's not tolerated. This is not how we behave.
The death penalty phase may start early next week.
Back here in the Bay Area, it was a bus ticket out of town that led investigators to a suspected child molester and violent escapee. 1 month ago, John L. Carter overpowered a Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy during a hospital visit, and until Monday, he'd avoided capture.
For weeks, he eluded police and then the announcement by U.S. Marshal Don O'Keefe.
On April 7th, 2015, information was obtained that Janelle Carter was residing in a duplex, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Law enforcement made their move and arrested the fugitive.
Joseph Carter III, his wife Nikisha Carter, were from the Mississippi area. And as soon as we determined that he had boarded a bus in Reno, Nevada to the Mississippi area, we immediately started focusing on the family out there.
That is KGOA 10's Jeannie Lynch. News tonight, the Public Utilities Commission is ready to levy a penalty against PG&E for the deadly San Bruno explosion. During Thursday's meeting at PUC headquarters in San Francisco, 4 commissioners will consider 2 penalties, but both of them are staggering. One fine is in the neighborhood of $1.4 billion, the other $1.6 billion. 8 people died, 66 others injured, 38 houses destroyed. During that explosion that followed a rupture of a high-pressure PG&E natural gas line in September of 2010. On a lighter note, here's a piece of technology the person on the go can use. Samsung is developing a phone that would let you have 2 lines in 1 smartphone. Here's KGOA 10's Clark Reed.
Pictures have showed up online of a prototype dual SIM card Samsung Galaxy S6. Dubbed the Duo, CNET.com reports it would allow for 2 phone numbers, business and personal, or for people who travel overseas frequently. No word on its possible release. TheNextWeb.com says an app called Taplet is out for iOS. It extracts still pictures from your videos. You can even upload GoPro or Snapchat footage to your phone and pick out HD images. It's free at the App Store.
And in sports, the Giants lead the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1 top of the 3rd. A's in Texas just getting underway. And the Golden State Warriors play tonight, as well as the San Jose Sharks. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:34.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500. All from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Baseball's back at AT&T Park as our world champion Giants host the Rockies April 13th through the 15th. Monday the 13th, we'll raise the pennant and give replicas to the first 40,000 fans from Bank of America. Tuesday night the 14th, the first 40,000 score a Mad Bum bobblehead from AAA. And on Wednesday the 15th, you could snag a triplet snow globe from Comcast Sportsnet. Grab your seats now at sfgiants.com/tickets. We are SF, we are Giants.
7:35 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives. And for that, we head to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking in San Francisco, eastbound 80 at 4th Street. A broken down vehicle there that was in the third lane from the left. The tow truck should be there by now, but may still be stuck in traffic. You're still crowded, very crowded, from 101 to Fremont. And it's slow, sluggish in pockets across the lower deck and past Treasure Island. Once you get to the tolls, you're finally good. Northbound 101, stop and go from the Skyway, of course, back to Hospital Curve now. In San Jose, southbound 101 at 87, there's a fender bender there that's really just helping to keep things stop and go back to just before San Tomas Expressway. And Santa Clara, southbound 280 just after Lawrence Expressway, another broken down vehicle that was blocking the right lanes. A tow truck should be getting that out of the way now, but traffic's still extremely heavy back to North De Anza. New nonstops to Texas make flying to the Lone Star State easier than ever before from OAK. Fly to Texas from OAK and park free for up to 3 days in the daily lot. It's valid through April 15th. For enrollment details, visit oaklandairport.com/parkfree. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, your Bay Area weather forecast consists of two words. Bundle up, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Look at the temperatures. They're going to be dropping down to the upper 30s in the wind-sheltered valleys. As the afternoon goes on, temperatures will come up. It's going to be a nice, mild, sunny spring day. Upper 50s to the low 70s. We're going to keep it about the same on Friday. And then Saturday, we bump you up a few degrees. Low 60s to the mid 70s.
Noticeably cooler, though, on Monday with a chance of rain by Monday night. Right now, around the Bay Area, mostly clear. We've got 53 degrees in Half Moon Bay, 59 in Concord, 56 in Napa, 59 in Santa Cruz, 57 in Livermore. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John Lobertini. What work would be like if people talked the way they write emails? Two comedians run a YouTube channel called Trip and Tyler. They have about 50 million total views, and they put out a new video posted emails in real life, and it's making the rounds. It's people in an office talking to each other like they're writing emails. Oh, and it's so much fun. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Tyler, you going to that all-day meeting tomorrow?
I'll be on vacation from Tuesday, June 27th until 2 days ago.
Your auto response is still on.
I'll be on vacation from Tuesday, June 27th until 2 days ago.
We'll be there around 7 tonight, if that's okay.
Yeah, sounds good.
Kind regards, Trip Crosby, Regional Sales Manager. Work 404-555-6112, extension 405. Success is always an option. John Maxwell, author.
Hey, Beth, did you see all the submissions we got today?
OMG, I know!
Easy on the all caps.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Don't scream.
Semicolon, close parenthesis.
Hey, son. You have to watch this video of this cat sleeping on a horse. It is so cute.
Mom, I'm at work.
Don't you love the people who always tag the bottom of their emails? Well, they because it's set, and once it's set forever on your device. You know, with one...
Well,
one,
until you change
it. Yeah, like, you know, they're a quote from some genius.
Mm-hmm.
Seize the day, carpe diem, something like that. I don't know.
So after every sentence that I say to you, I'll say that?
Yes, go ahead. Just put carpe diem on there and we'll just be fine.
What would be my saying?
Our world would continue to rotate. So we had somebody that wanted to talk about the dog situation over Golden Gate and them wanting to, you know, start enforcing a leash law. Put that dog on a leash.
He just had a point to make about leaving a leash on your dog. This is Steve in Mill Valley.
Steve, good evening. You're on the Drex Radio Show.
Well, there you are, old boy. What I do for a living is study dogs. And when you
leave a dog on a leash as it runs. If there's an immovable object that the leash sticks to, well, you've got a partially crippled dog. So it's very important to make sure it doesn't run with a leash on.
Well, I would agree with you, especially if they're running wild, you know, without...
Wild?
Without, no. What I'm talking about is, for instance, when I would go to municipal dog parks, they would make sure that there are none of those obstacles for the dog to have that happen on, even if you did leave the leash on.
Well, I've been all over the 11 Bay Area counties, and how would you know if there's a small sprinkler system going on?
There shouldn't be, because we're in a drought. We're in a 1,200-year drought. So
there's no sprinklers on, say, Mount Tam.
They'd be in violation. I understand your point. I get it.
But I guess there could be a stump.
Yeah.
Allow me to be brief, blunt, and gone.
Well, thank you. And you have been. Thank you very much. I disagree. I get to. It's my show.
I'm just...
Yeah.
He said he studied dogs, so I just wonder how many dogs have been crippled and had their...
I've never heard of that happening.
Their spine snapped because of their leash being snagged on something. Because dogs always, like, go after me when I'm out exercising, and they will... They don't seem to have any feeling in their neck as they strain on the leash to try and bite my ankles. So I just don't know about that. I'd have to Google it and find a study or something.
I just, you know, even in the municipal parks where they're caged in, but, I mean, it's a huge area. It's an acre or two. They make sure that that can happen. And a lot of people leave their leashes on their dog. Dogs, is just as I said, because dogs sometimes fight. And you don't, the last thing you want to do is stick your hand in between two dogs that are fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better to grab the leash. At least that's my rule of thumb.
Agreed.
I mean,
all right,
everybody can do whatever they want with their dog. If you want to go to Golden Gate and get fined, knock yourself out. All right. And by the way, there are 7 areas where you can unleash your dog and let your dog run free.
Swoo.
You'll just have to do it within those bounds. Okay, so, you found this. This is a lot of fun. Why Los Angeles is totally inferior to San Francisco.
As if you needed a reminder.
Oh, dear L.A., as you know, California is shared by 2 major cities. Sorry, San Diego. One is in the northern half. That beautiful, awesome, globally revered. That would be ours. And the other is the southern half. That is none of those things. That would be yours. That in mind. Well, you could tell somebody... This is from Thrillist. Okay, obviously somebody from the Bay Area wrote that. They picked out several things once and for all illustrate how much you guys suck by comparison, and they're simple enough that even your pretty little Botoxed head can understand them. All right, well, let's hit them. Let's hit LA below the belt.
Traffic. Can you believe it? Yes, it's actually worse there. And I have friends in LA, and they literally won't go visit their sister on Easter because, oh my God, she lives on the east side or whatever. And they live in Los Feliz, and it's just such a long drive.
Yeah. Well, to go, I don't know, a mile can take an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And the fact that they use those other roads in between, what is it, the 10 and the 101? Like, they use
the
city streets to get to other freeways, and you're like, wait, the surface streets are better than the freeways?
No. That's all because of Waze now and other apps.
Well, it was like that when I lived there.
Well, yeah. Well,
2004?
That would be the people who were in the know. But now, you know, and I'm not blaming it on Waze, but other apps show you how to get off the freeway and get around the freeway traffic. And a lot of neighborhoods hate on that a whole lot.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, because they had quiet little streets.
I can't think of the
streets.
Big 3. Cahuenga, maybe?
I'm not sure. Okay. Blue skies. Oh, sure. You may have the sun more often than us, but is it really worth it when you can only see through that cancer cloud that you call a sky? Well, true that.
And then this one I didn't understand. Hella. Yeah, we said it. What are you going to do about it?
Tahoe.
Hella better?
Tahoe, Big Bear. Tahoe is basically Aspen.
Way better than Big Bear.
Yes, compared to your dinky little skiing area. Oh, and it's just as fun in the summer, too, especially if you know where to drink. We'll just have you up to our cabin sometime.
Our cabine. Traffic again. Yeah, because it counts twice.
I think it counts a few times. No. You know what I'm looking at? Here's what I think I find interesting. Where they talk about traffic when they hit it one more time. They go, no,
it may come up again.
No, it does. It does. No, they said, no, for real, because even we have sidewalks, so we do have an alternative. And we have bike paths, so we do have an alternative.
Unless that's true.
You know, unless they're cruising along the beach. Okay. All right. Plastic. We work with it. You became it. Oh, wow, boy.
Ta-da. Going out. If you plan on going out and don't happen to live in the same exact neighborhood on where you plan on bar hopping, you'd better have a sober friend or $50 for a cab at least.
Speaking of cabs, sweet baby Jesus, how are cabs in your city worse than ours? We didn't think that was possibly a possibility, but apparently you are here to prove us wrong. Cha-ching on that.
I like this one. Being a city. We're actually one damn city, 7x7. You're more like a conglomeration of different cities cobbled loosely together in a county you call a city, and no one likes loose things. I always actually compare L.A. and Silicon Valley because, again, you've got this huge area that's out, all right. Sort of cobbled together and this network of freeways.
Well, that's what also they're saying. Industry, we're kind of the wave of the future with Silicon Valley and all. Meanwhile, Hollywood is getting steadily decreasing returns. Ask Detroit how that worked out for them. Spoiler alert, not good. Oh, but I keep telling you people, Detroit will rise again. Wait till we run out of water.
Right.
Yes.
Dangerous neighborhoods. So the writer says, we have one street. You have all of East L.A. and South L.A. and actually some parts of North L.A. now. So I think they mean the Mission, but hey, come on. You can get jacked up in any area of San Francisco.
yes, why L.A. is totally inferior to SF. Football teams, we have two. How many do you have? Again, how many? They may have three, but that's back in the news again today, by the way.
Wait, what?
Well, they're trying for three teams. Chargers and Rams and Raiders. That's back in the news again today. They're trying. They're trying.
They don't have the Chargers. So, just to be clear.
Rams. Well, they're trying to build with Rams, Raiders.
They're trying to take our Raiders.
Yeah, I know that. Aren't the Chargers the third team that they want to put in the same... Yes.
Oh.
I just told my ear yes. I am right. See?
Oh, my God. They're going to move to L.A. out of San Diego?
No, it's never going to happen. But just...
Okay.
Yickety-yack. Right. Public transit. Yes, you might get stabbed on our public transit, but you'll get stabbed on yours. You'll get stabbed on your way to somewhere you actually want to go. On LA's public transit, you'll get stabbed in the middle of nowhere, and no one will ever find your body. True dat, go ahead with the last one.
So music festivals, they actually... give L.A. Coachella, which doesn't count because it is at least 2.5 hours away from L.A. out there in like the Palm Desert, etc. So we have outside lands. And, you know, if by your logic you're going to take over Coachella, well, we could own Burning Man, which we don't.
Love, life, and sex with international trexpert, sexpert Matthew Hussey on the way. Along, I didn't forget about the Teletubbies. Remember Jerry Falwell?
Oh, and that attack over Teletubbies.
Oh yeah, remember which one was allegedly gay? We'll tell you that and more. Why am I talking about it? You'll figure it out next on the Trex Radio Show. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon in South Bay. We'll start there. Santa Clara, southbound 280, just after Lawrence Expressway. That broken down vehicle has been removed, but traffic is still unwinding from about North De Anza, but it's unwinding nicely. San Jose, southbound 101 at 87, a fender bender there has been cleared. So you're still stop and go, though, back to about San Tomas Expressway. San Francisco, eastbound on the Skyway at 4th Street. There was a broken down vehicle there. It looks like they've gotten that removed as well. The bad news is traffic is still stop and go from 101 up to Fremont, but once you're on the lower deck, things are only mildly slow, just minor delays. Northbound 101 heading up to the Skyway is a little bit better. It's still stop and go from 16th up to about the Skyway. Beach Blanket Babylon is the perfect night out with friends, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, big hats, big hair, and big laughs. It's the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. For tickets, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Today, Geico's stuff found in your car takes us under your passenger seat. Hello, darling. Remember me? That earring you lost? I thought we were close, but then it took 15 minutes to notice I was missing in this ghastly carpeting. That's 15 minutes you could have used to switch your car insurance to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars. Money you could use for new earrings. And wouldn't that be nice? For you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
It's the Fast 15 at Cache Creek. Now through May 25th. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., someone will win a brand new car. One lucky winner every Saturday and Sunday will drive away in a fast and fun brand new Dodge Dart. Plus, three lucky winners at each drawing will walk away with $1,500 in cash. Don't forget, on Memorial Day, May 25th, we will be giving away another Dodge Dart. That's a total of 15 Dodge Darts guaranteed. Move fast to Cache Creek and get your free daily drawing entry. Plus, you can play more to earn more entries. 15 cars, $1,500. The Fast 15, only at Cache Creek. Play here. Play the best. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
For a unique gift of a diamond that sparkles beautifully at an unbeatable direct diamond importer price, visit Shane Company or go to ShaneCo.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get a 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm start at just $24.97. So, let's worry less. Let's do smarter fire safety. Alarms that won't turn off and batteries that won't chirp for 10 long years. Let's do this. Get a worry-free alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunch,
there's Animal. There's your Adam Levine. Remember, you know, a lot of female groups came after him because they thought he was being rather sexist in this video.
Because what does he say? I can't.
Well, a lot
stand
of feminists were like,
I can't even believe it's a man singing.
Well, if yeah.
So, what are the lyrics that are sexist?
Well, you have to see the video because video was very bloody. Like, he has blood all over him. And, you know, there were a lot of people saying and not appreciating it, saying in these days, because it was released when all that domestic violence with the NFL stuff was going on.
Oh,
and it was
wow.
just like bad timing. It's okay, like, you know what? This is kind of like edgy and
maybe just don't release a video with this one.
Right. Yeah, put it with all that blood. And it just it fell on the domestic, into the domestic
bad
violence
timing.
Bin somewhat. Guess who's back, everybody?
Teletubby?
I think they are. Here they come.
Don't tell me there's going to be a live action film.
Time for Teletubbies. Time for Teletubbies.
This is a big BBC thing. You do know that.
Dinky Winky.
Dinky Winky.
Dipsy.
Oh, sounds like that last color.
Ho. Teletubbies.
Get to your point. Okay, we got it. By the way, Super Dave called back and said, what did he say? In all my years of dog walking, I've never had
He's
a leash
never
dog.
Never seen a dog with a spine injury from wearing his leash.
Thank you for getting to your point. Yes.
Thank
okay,
you.
We got it.
And believe me, This guy's been around a lot of dogs for a really long time.
Well, he had a point to make that I'm wrong about the leash, and I begged
the other guy, Super Dave, didn't.
No, I understand. So, which Teletubby was gay? Do you remember all of that?
I don't know their names, so...
Oh, please.
Was it purple one and it had a triangle on its head?
It was
something?
Tinky Winky.
Oh, that's right. Tinky Winky.
Yeah. And then the Reverend Jerry Falwell, a former spokesman, it was spokesman for the American Moral Majority. He had denounced the BBC TV show. He said it did not provide a good role model because Tinky Winky was gay. And so it's coming back.
And Jerry Falwell is always a good role model, right?
Absolutely. and so let me see here. I'm looking at I want to look at my wiki Tinky Winky Wikipedia. Hey, it was Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, Poe Frolic, and let me see. It was Tubby Land. I don't know. I didn't watch it. It was on from 97 through 2001. But so they are coming back. There are 60 new episodes on the way. No premiere date yet, but they should begin airing sometime this year. And as I mentioned, they had 365 episodes, and then it kind of just went away.
Are they going to come back like no time ever passed, or are they going to be older Teletubbies?
I don't think Teletubbies age.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there's any
aging. Like they wouldn't have a walker.
Or
no crutches.
Did you ever watch it? It was completely mindless.
Of course not. This wasn't on when I was a child.
There you go.
So you're saying you did watch it? Is that what I'm hearing?
That makes sense why all of us Generation Xers, Drexers, I've completely lost it. Is it the
kind of thing that you like get high and watch because it's extra
That's
funny
exactly
or something?
Exactly right, Heather. That was what was going on most.
I mean, I know adults that watch SpongeBob, but there's like really good stuff going on in there.
Right. You can have a drinking party with that.
Okay.
Yeah. When they went to La La Land or whatever they had.
Treat your body like a
sponge. Have another shot. Right. Okay. Let's get to love, life, and sex with international Drexpert. Sexpert Matthew Hussey on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
When is the sweet spot between too soon and too late? Right now. With the Lexus It's Your Turn sales event, receive a complimentary maintenance plan on IS, GS, and CT certified pre-owned models exclusively at your Lexus dealer. Each Lexus CPO is meticulously inspected and backed by a comprehensive factory warranty. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
plan covers basic scheduled maintenance for 2 years or 20,000 miles, whichever comes first, from the date of your CPO purchase. Offer ends June 1st. See your participating Lexus dealers for details.
8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. The wait is over. Word tonight, the PUC is poised to finally issue a fine in that deadly San Bruno explosion almost 5 years ago. At Thursday's meeting in San Francisco, four commissioners will consider two penalties for PG&E, and both are staggering. One fine sits at $1.4 billion.